Okay, we're up to Nun Tesh Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara said yesterday that Rava holds that if you have a bell that you took out the clapper, since the bell is still fit to be used, even similar to its original use of making noise, you can knock it against a piece of cheres, so therefore it's still mekabel tumah. Itmar Nami, Om Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, Hoel v'Roy Lakish v'Agabe Cheres. And Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina said the same thing as Rava, that since the bell, even without the clapper, is still fit to be used as a bell minimally, by knocking it against a piece of Cheres, will make a noise, it's still Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Hoel v'Roy L'Gameya B'Mayim L'Tinok. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's still fit for another use. The bell, you could turn it upside down and fill it up with water and give to a child to drink. So, therefore, it still has a use, therefore it's still mekabel tumah. The Ryochanan lo boy me'ein melacha rishona. So what's the machlokas between Rava and Rabbi Yochanan? Does it have to be still fit for something that's similar to its original use in order to still be mekabel tumah? In other words, according to Rava, a bell would not be mekabel tumah if you took out the clapper if it wasn't fit to be used somewhat as a bell. It had another use, then it's not that kli anymore. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if it's used for some other use, like giving, filling it up with water, has nothing to do with the use of a bell, but it's still usable as a kli, it's still mekabel tumah. So now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan lo boy mein melacha rishona. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold that if it's not fit for something similar to its original use, that it's not mekabel tumah. He holds it is mekabel tumah. But Tanya, there's a brisa that says, v'chol kli asher yeshev olav. Any kli that the zov yeshev olav, that he will sit on, which we learn from there that it means has to be something that he's capable of remaining sitting on. That it's miyuchad for sitting. Okay, this is talking about tumas medris. Tumas medris is a tumah that applies to a zov and a zova, that if they walk over something, sit on something, or whatever, even if they don't touch it, it's mekabel tumah. That's called tumas medris. Okay? It's not that they come physically in contact with it, but they walk on it, over it, they sit on it, even though they don't touch it, they're sitting on something else, and that thing is on top of the thing that's becoming tameh. That's called tumas medris, moshav and mishkav. So yachol kofa saw v'yoshav aleha. I might think if they took a barrel that holds a saw, and they turned it over, right, and sat on it. The barrel usually is with the opened end up, and you put things in it. But you can turn a barrel upside down and sit on it, okay? Or kofa tarkiv yoshev aleha. Tarkiv is half a saw. Three kavim. Trey, the kav. Two kav plus another kav, which is half a saw. You take a smaller barrel, and you turn it upside down, you sit on it, right? You hate tameh. I might think that it's tameh. Right, Talmud Lomar Asher Yeshev Olav Hazav, Misha Miyuchad LeYeshiva, something that is Miyuchad for sitting on. Yotza Zeh, that excludes this barrel Shomrim Lo Amol V'Nasam Lachtenu, because in the middle somebody's going to come and say, get up off this barrel. We have to use it for what it's normally used for, as a barrel. So get up and let us do our work. So anything that's not Miyuchad for sitting, walking on, or whatever is not Mekabel Tumas Medris. Okay. See Rashi. V'chol kli asher yeshev olav reishi dekra. V'chol hamishkav yochol z'chol hamishkav asher yishkav olav azav. V'chol kli asher yeshev olav azav yochol kol kli b'nash. I think any kli that the zav sits over it, or what's it called, or sits over it, or lies over it. Okay, even though he's not touching it. Even if it's not made for sitting or lying. Tarkov chatsi saw, pirish trey v'kav. Saw is six kavim, and this is half a kav, which is half a saw, which is three kavim. Trey, two, plus an extra kav. Talmud lomar asher yeshev, midlok siv gabi mishkov, asher shochav, the gabi moshev asher yoshav, since it doesn't use the past tense, that he happened to sit on it, or he happened to lie on it. But it uses the future tense. Asher yeshev, he will sit, he will lie. Uksiv Yishkav Yeshev, Mashma Sheyishkav Alav Tamid, something he can continue to do. The Yeshev Alav Tamid, the Miyuchad, the Shchiv Al Yeshiva. That means something that is designated for sitting or lying. So you could continue doing that indefinitely. Gabi Mishkav Nami Dorish Lehasim, Hachi. Uvechol Asvarim Ksiva HaYoshev Al Akli Asher Yeshev Alav. Kro Acheri. In all the Svarim, Rashi says, is a different girsa with a different pasuk. The pasuk of HaYoshev Al Akli Asher Yeshev Alav Azav. V'mefarshim also, and the Talmidim, and the Talmidim explained that girsa, which Rashi holds as a wrong girsa. It should be the pasuk that Rashi mentioned, which in fact we have, Asher Yeshev Alav Azav. Midasiv HaYoshev Al Akli Asher Yeshev Alav Shtei Yeshivos, since it said Yoshev Asher Yeshev, double, Riba HaKosiv Lamedchad, Miyuchad Yeshiva Komer. From the double Lashon, that's where we learn that has to be something designated for sitting, or lying. Velohi, it's not true. The Shtei Yeshivos Dekomer Tuva Tzrichet. That pasuk we darshan from many other things, why it has to say Yeshev twice. Kin Mefarish Hosam. Yoshev Afal Hishalo Noga. You need that to tell me he's sitting, even though he never touched it, actually, he never came in physical contact with him, but he's sitting over it. Eli Yeshev Yoshev Onikla Velo Noga Tomei. Even if he's hanging in mid-air, sitting over it, it's also Matami. The Itzrich Lemichtav Gavizov Shetimei Klibi Yishiyot Vaso Afal Hishalo Noga. That double Lashon. HaYoshev, Asher Yeshev, we learn from there what I just told you before, that the Zav doesn't have to come in physical contact with the thing he's sitting on, he just has to sit over it. The Yitzhak Gabi Tor, Nami Shenit Megam Hubi Yoshvo Allah, Alpha Bishlo Nago. Similarly, if the Zav sits on a person who's Tahar, he's also Metame him, even though he doesn't touch him. The Obitor is Kanim, Lava Hu Krok Tanila. Therefore, it's a mistake to say that we're darshaning that Pasuk, the double lashon of Yeshev, we're darshaning the fact that it says in a different pasuk Asher Yeshev and not Asher Yoshav, not the past tense, but the what's it called, ongoing future tense. Okay. So now the Gemara, the Brisa says, Rav Elezer Omer, b'medrasos Omrim Amod v'nasa melachtenu, ve'ein Omrim b'tomei meis Amod v'nasa melachtenu. This halacha that it has to be miyuchad for sitting only applies to Tumas Medras. But Tumas Meis, the Kli that becomes Tomei Meis, doesn't have to be Miyuchad for the use that it, what's it called, that it originally was made for. Even if it has a different use, it's good enough. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Af Omer B'Tomei Meis, Amol V'Nasim Lachtenu. There is a concept of Amol V'Nasim Lachtenu, meaning that if you're not going to be able to use that Kli for its original use anymore, then it's not considered a kli, even by Tomei Meis. So what do you see from here? Let's see Rashi, because Rashi explained very good the machlokes. Rav Elezer Omer Medrasos, Bein Betchilas Tuma Le'inin Shomarnu, De'eno Metamei Medris Le'mahave Ad HaTuma, Bein Besof Tuma. Whether it's in the beginning of what's Roy to Mekabel Tuma as considered something that the Zav sits on, has to be something miyuchad for sitting. And the same thing after it's Makabal Tumah, to go and Gimel al Gimel Shenitmu Medris, you have a carpet that's three Tvachim by three Tvachim, and it was became Tomei Tumas Medris. L'mehevi Avatuma. Now it's an Avatuma. Anything the Zav sits on is not just a Rishon Tumah. It becomes an Avatuma Mamash. V'nechleku Tahar min HaMedris, right? And now V'nechleku, and now it got split up, so it's not fit anymore to be a carpet. It's too small to be a carpet. Tohar min medris. So it now becomes, it's still Tomei, but it's not Tomei medris, not an avatuma. The amrinim bo amo v'nasim lachtenu arishona. Shoya roi li yeshiva. Till now, when it was 3x3, it was fit to sit on. Variata in a roi lakach. Now that it's half of that, you can't sit on it. It's too small to be a mat. Hilkach tohar min medris. Therefore, it's not any more miyuchad for sitting. Therefore, what's it called? Now it's just a little shmata. So with shmatas, you say, get up off the shmata, I gotta use it. So it's not made for sitting anymore. Afagav the is b'chol chad, sholosh al sholosh, even though it's three etzbos, by three etzbos, which is still mekabel tuma, v'havi kli lekabel tuma, niu mitoras avatuma tiherlo. But al tumas medris, which is an avatuma, it's no longer tame. So even if something was tame to begin with, and then it became a kli that's not miyuchad anymore for sitting, it loses its tumas medras. The ain omrim, however, that's only by tumas medras. The ain omrim le inyan avat tumas shal tumas meis amod v'nasim lachtenu. When it comes to tumas meis, we don't say this din of amod v'nasim lachtenu. Kolomar im nitma. What, where would be a similar thing? Not the exact same thing. You see, Rashi in the end says that there was never a havamina, or nobody holds that the regular halacha of amod v'nasim lachtenu applies by tumas meis. Because by tumas meis says kol kli, any kli becomes tame. Doesn't have to be a kli that's meyuchad for the meis, right? That was never a havamina, but at least something similar to this. What's similar to amod v'nasim lachtenu? So Rashi says in nitma, if something became tame, the nishbar, and then it got broken. V'odehu roi l'malacha bi'alma she'ein me'ein malacha rishona, and it's still fit for a use, but nothing similar to the original use. Okay, like a bell. That's no longer fit to be used in any way to make a sound. It's only fit to, what you call, fill up with water. Okay, so that's not the original use. Okay. Tame, still it will be tame. V'lo amrinan amod v'nasa malachtenu rishona. We don't say, what's it called, that it had to be miyuchad for the first use. Okay? In other words, in order for it to retain its tuma, it has to still be something that you'd use for the first malacha. You don't say that. That halacha, there's no semblance of amod v'nasa malachtenu by tumas meis. V'lo amrin amod v'nasa malachtenu shona. The kivet lo chazi lachachi yehetar. And we don't say that since it's not fit for anything similar to its first use, then therefore it's tahar. The koshkein to betchilas tuma ain omrim amod v'nasa malachtenu. Surely not to be makabel tuma. Do we say by tumas meis amod v'nasa malachtenu rishona? The name in Enu Meyuchad Lameis Lo Yikabel Tumas Meis to Ha Kli Meisik Siv. By Tumas Meis, it just says it has to be a usable Kli. It doesn't ever say Asher Yeshim Olov or whatever. It has to be made for sitting like it says by Tumas Medras. But the Gemara is saying there is a Havamin at least that once it was Mekabel Tumah and it's no longer fit to be used for that original use, there maybe it becomes Tor. Comes Rabbi Lazar and says no. There is no semblance of amod v'nasa malachtenu by tumas meis, and even if as long as it's still usable, even if it's not usable for the first purpose, it's still tamei. That's Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, af omer b'tamei meis amod v'nasa malachtenu. Rashi, Omer, de'ilo ovid me'ein malach rishona tohar. Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, there is a semblance of amod v'nasa malachtenu even by tumas meis. Meaning, if the thing became tamei, and it had a certain use, and now it got broken, and it's no longer fit for that use at all. But it's still fit for a different use. It's tahar. V'al karkach lo itma de Rabbi Yochanan el inyan shenishbar ulatar, okay, the precious. That halacha Rabbi Yochanan was only said, not that something, it's not meyuchad, lemeis, is not mekabel tumah. That's not possible. That's clearly not the case. Nobody holds like that. The only similarity is where something was tamei, was broken, is not fit for the original use. That's where Rabbi Yochanan said that it's tahar. The lek of the prushe ki ahidim edrasso, so the memor of the cliche nu osu lemeis lo yitami bemeis, dog see the he's ala ovi al kol akelen. Right? By tumas meis, kol akelen. Anything that's called a kli meisa is mekabel tumah. Doesn't have to be miyuchad for the meis. Now, unlike medris, which has to be miyuchad li yeshiva. So that's clear that doesn't apply to tumas meis. But maybe, and that's the machlokas of Elezer and Yochanan, it has to be miyuchad to the original use that it had. But once it was broken and it's no longer miyuchad to that original use, then it's not mekabel tumah. Rabbi Elezer holds you don't say that, and it's still mekabel tumah. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that you do say that, and it's not mekabel tumah. But what do we see? Rabbi Yochanan holds in order to be mekabel tumah, it has to still have a use similar to the original use. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say that a bell, even if it was broken, the clapper was taken out, and even though it's not fit anymore bechlau to be used of what's it called as a bell, but since it's fit to be used as a cup, it's still mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who held that it has to be miyuchad still to the original usage. So Mara says, April kamaisa. Change around the original machlokas. It's not Rabbi Yochanan who said, since it's fit to put water in. It's, what's it called? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina said that it doesn't have to be fit for the first use. And Rabbi Yochanan held it has to be fit to knock against a piece of cheres and make a noise. Okay. Mara says, Umay chozes to afkes chamaisa epuch basraisa. How do you know to turn around the first one? They turn the second one. We have two braises that argue, that are contradictory. In the first one, Rabbi Yochanan, the way we have it, holds you don't need it to be miyuchad to the first use. And the second one, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds you do need it. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan really holds that you don't need it, and the second braisa should turn around, switch the man diomer. Not like you said, that Rabbi Yochanan really holds that you do need it to be set for the first use, right, and switch the first braisa. Right? You have two braisas that are contradictory. Why, dafka, do you choose to change the first one and make Rabbi Yochanan the one who holds that it has to be set aside for its first use, change the second braisa, switch them around, and let Rabbi Yochanan be the one who holds it doesn't have to be? Where do you know that to switch the first braisa, not the second? Rashi, epuch kamaisa, the Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanin, Rabbi Yochanan. Switch what Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanin said to what Rabbi Yochanan said, and vice versa. Samara says, no, because I have another braisa, that where we know that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds it, it still has to be fit to its original use. Where is that? Hashamin and Lay, the Rabbi Yochanan, the boy named Malach Rishonah. We have another place where it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who holds that it has to be fit for its original use. Disnan, this is a Mishnah, even though on the Gemara it says Ditanya, but on the side it says Disnan. Sandal shall behema, shall mateches, tome. A shoe. Not like our horseshoes, a flat shoe. It's like a shoe that was made like a cup that fits over the animal's foot. We'll see in a second because you could fill it up and drink from it. So sandal shall behema shall mateches, a metal a shoe of an animal, tome. Shemar says lamai chazi. What's it fit for? Right. It can't be only because it protects the animal, because that's a kli that's only an ornament for an animal is not. Not a kli. Amarav roy lishtos for mayim b'milchama. In a time of war, right, you need a cup to drink water, so you take off the shoe from the horse and you put water in and drink from it. Okay. Rabbi Chanina amar roy losut bo shemen b'milchama. Rabbi Chanina says you could take oil and put it into the shoe and use it to be a receptacle for oil to smear on your body. Rabbi Yochanan amar. When you're running away from the battle, when you're retreating, so you take it off the horse and you put it on your foot, so you can run fast over the thorns. So you have this metal shoe on. My bein Rav l'Rabbi Chanina. What's the difference between Rav? And so we see over here that both Rav and Rabbi Chanina hold you don't need that it should be used for the first, the original use, as a shoe. It has to just be usable, either to put water in or oil, right? And Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds it has to be fit to be used similar to its original use, as a shoe. In the beginning it was used for a shoe of an animal. Now it's a shoe for a person. So what's the difference between Rabbi Chanina and Rav? Right? One holds for water, one holds for oil. It can be naive to mois, where it's disgusting, right? Where the shoe, the horse had foot odor. So you're not going to put water in it and drink from it, but you put oil in it and use it. So if it's meis, then you're not going to put water. It's not fit for putting water, but it's still fit for putting oil. Bein Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Chanina, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina? It can be nayu diyakir. The difference would be if it's heavy. If it's a real heavy shoe, you're not going to put it on to run away because it's going to be counterproductive. It may protect you from the thorns, but it's going to make you slow you down. If it's not so heavy, you'll put it on to run away from the battle. Even if it's not heavy, even if it is heavy, you'll use it for oil or for water. You can drink from it. See Rashi. Sandal shel behema shelod lizok b'farsoseha b'avonim. You put it over the animal that the animal shouldn't get hurt by stones. L'may chazi imishum behema ain't tachshit l'behema. Right? It has to be roy to have some use for a human being. Because if it's only fit for an animal, a tachshit of an animal is not makabel tumah. Meinicho v'raglav hu ba'atzma. The guy himself will put it on. Rabbi Yochanan has alma hoil l'shem sandal asol. Since it was made as a shoe, ilav the royal and the ila, if it wouldn't be fit for wearing, lo havi matami le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't hold his tummy. So we have this case clearly where Rabbi Yochanan says that it has to be fit for its original use, right? At least minimally. So therefore, when we have two braises before, where one says Rabbi Yochanan holds that it has to be fit for its original use, and one says Rabbi Yochanan says it does not be fit for its original use, right? So since we have this other braise that says Rabbi Yochanan holds it has to be fit for its original use, better to turn one and keep the two the way they are than to have to turn two for the sake of one. So it's probable that the one where Rabbi Yochanan says that it doesn't have to be fit for its original use is the one that was a mistake, and the other two are the ones that are correct. So switch the one, the first one, not the second one. Ike b'nayu de mois. What's the difference between the Rav and Rabbi Chanina? If it's disgusting. The Rav lo matami. According to Rav, if it's disgusting, it won't be matami. Dein roi lishtos. It's not the roi to drink from. But Rav, but the mice is roi to put the oil in. So why doesn't Rav hold? Okay, it's not roi to drink from, but it's roi for oil. Why doesn't he hold of the oil? The Rav, sicholesle, Rav doesn't hold that the fact that it's fit for oil is going to make it be makabel tumah. Why? Kesavre, molichin shemen, the mulchama, losu. People don't carry around, you know, what's it called, hand lotion in wars, right? It's not something that people do, right? So therefore, it's in a time of war, that we're talking over here about sandals of behema that you take into war, there's not going to be oil around, so it's not fit for that, right? It's not, the b'chlal not shayt. Vuh adin bein Rav l'Rabbi Yochanan, nami ikubi nayu the most. Between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, also be whether it's most, right? Not just Rav and Rabbi Chanina. If it's Mo's, still it'll be Mekabel Tumah according to Rabbi Yochanan because you can put it on as a shoe. But according to Rav, that it has to be used, and Rav will hold what's it called, where it's heavy, right? That you can't use it for a shoe. Then what's it called, also, if you can't put water in it, it's useless. Bein Rabbi Chanina, Ikubinayu Diyakir. And the difference between Rabbi Chanina and Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is if the thing is very heavy. Kave, Bein Roy, Bo Livroach. Because if it's too heavy, you won't put it on to run away from the battle. Right? But you would use it for oil or for water if either one of those is shy.
Why does the word give us these two cases of a bigger barrel and a smaller barrel?
Only as a preface, point to Rashi. Only as a preface to the halach of Amod Venasim Lachtenu, that concept. That by Tumas Medras, the concept is extreme, that it has to be mamish miyuchad for that, and then there's a machlokas whether there's even a semblance of that by Tumas Meis. Okay, so it's just to put it into context. Tosas Taka says that the two halachas of Tumas Medras, where Amod v'nasa malachtenu, is similar to the Tumas Meis, and they really depend on each other. But according to Rashi, it's just to put it into context. That there is such an inyan, even though it doesn't apply to Tumas Meis, the question is, does it apply even minimally to Tumas Meis? Does it have to be miyuchad, at least to the original malacha, when it's broken? That's so it's not really nogeya to the halacha that we're learning, it's just that what we're learning is similar to this, so let me hear the case that's similar, and then we'll apply it to the other case.